Ah, copy that. That's an excellent idea. And just a matter of time before the radios would have the decoder software built into them. And it makes a ton of sense. Go, yeah, I've been, I can send the code, so I do know code. But I could probably send it maybe 12, 13 words a minute. But for receiving, a lot of the stations are sending code out at 20, 25, and sometimes even 30 words per minute. So I use a decoder app on my smartphone, and it's called, I think I mentioned to you, it's called Morse Reader, I think is the name of the app. But it works pretty decent, very, very well. So, yeah, that's fantastic idea to include that in the radio. So that's the ICOM 7300. I'll have to take a look. I'm sure that Yaesu, I use the FT, same as yours, the FT991A. I'm sure the newer Yaesu radios will come out with that as well. So the other thing I'm starting to do is with the mag loop, it makes sense that I try some digital. So I'm setting up for FT8. I want to try some digital. This mag loop for weak signal propagation makes a ton of sense out of our apartment. So I'm right now working on setting up the software on my MacBook Air and working out the little software glitches and that kind of thing. So hopefully the next day or two I'll be, actually the next maybe a few days, I'll be able to start doing some digital as well. I'm looking forward to that. Back to you, Paul. K8PLM. This is K8RUC from Holland, Michigan.